believe it or not, if you live in Canada and are Canadian, it is probably one of the most difficult places to live in if you want to try and immigrate into the United States. Canada is not on the green card list. Canadians, and I know this from personal experience because I have a daughter who goes to school in the United States, a second one who will be attending school in the United States, and yours truly has tried years past to get into the United States, and it is very difficult. Even if you have a job offer, there are hoops of fire to jump through. It's just crazy. I don't understand it. So that's what makes this story even more bizarre. Of course, you heard the news story about all the illegal immigrants who were arrested and then given work visas. Here's another one, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with him. A U.S. man with a reputed Nazi past is asking the United States to block his deportation to Germany, citing humanitarian reasons. John Demjanjuk, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right or not, made the request in a document filed Wednesday with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Demjanjuk, a Ukrainian immigrant who turns 89 on Friday, is charged on an arrest warrant in Germany with 29,000 counts. Yeah, that's right, 29,000 counts of acting as an accessory to murder while working as a guard at a Nazi death camp during World War II. In a statement dated Tuesday, Demjanjuk tells ICE, or ICE, he's in poor physical condition and that being sent to Germany would be inappropriate and degrading treatment, kind of like what he gave to the Jews in his death camp. He doesn't understand all the details, Demjanjuk said, but he understands that he has been ordered to be deported. If the United States Immigration Service decides to keep this individual in the United States and give him some sort of asylum, something's wrong. He should be on the first boxcar back to Germany and tried for the crimes he's alleged to have committed. And again, punishing Canadians for trying to get into the country legally or making them go through all the hoops that they have to, yet arresting illegals and then giving them work visas or considering a report or a request from an ex-Nazi only makes one wonder what the immigration people are thinking and what Barack Obama's plans are for immigration. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.